In the news this week, the High Court upholds a ban protecting under-18s from puberty blockers. Legislation designed to promote free speech in higher education is shelved by the new government. And an abortion survivor speaks of God's redemptive power. Hello. The High Court has upheld the last government's temporary ban on prescribing puberty blockers to gender-confused children in Britain. Until the 3rd of September, under-18s are protected from obtaining the drugs via prescriptions from either Britain or mainland Europe. The temporary ban was brought in by the Conservatives following recommendations from the landmark Cass Review into gender identity services. Mrs Justice Lang dismissed a legal challenge on all grounds, ruling that it was reasonable for the government to act on the review's recommendations without consulting the public. The judge concluded that Dr Hilary Cass's findings about the substantial risks and very narrow benefits associated with the use of puberty blockers amounted to powerful scientific evidence in support of restrictions. Health Secretary Wes Streeting has said he will permanently extend the ban after it expires. Doctors' Union, the British Medical Association, criticised the ban after voting to lobby the government and the NHS to stop implementing the Cass Review's recommendations. The implementation of a new law to ensure universities protect and promote free speech has been abruptly halted by the Education Secretary. Just days before it was due to come into effect, Bridget Phillipson told the House of Commons she had decided to stop further commencement of the previous government's Higher Education Freedom of Speech Act. In justifying the decision, the Department for Education claimed there was widespread concern about the negative impact of the Act from vulnerable groups and fears over costly legal action for education providers. Human rights expert Akir Reindorf KC expressed shock at Phillipson's announcement. The Act was not perfect, but it's quite evident that free speech and academic freedom are in peril in universities. Toby Young, director of the Free Speech Union, accused the government of attacking the law in the middle of a free speech crisis in our universities. The Paris 2024 Olympics has been mired in controversy after its opening ceremony featured a highly sexualized LGBT-themed catwalk. Widely seen as a parody of Leonardo da Vinci's depiction of the Last Supper, organisers tried to defend the drag queen-filled scenes as a celebration of diversity and tolerance, but onlookers described them as scenes of derision and mockery of Christianity. The catwalk parade, which also featured a transgender model, a prominent LGBT activist, and a near-naked man representing the Greek god Dionysius, was branded sleazy by Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini. Watching with her six-year-old son, Australian child psychologist Claire Rowe had hoped for a family-friendly event. Instead, she lamented, she had been subjected to performances more akin to an adult art installation. And finally, an abortion survivor in the US has described her reunion with her mother, who believed she was dead. Her mum was pressured into a late-term abortion and kept in the dark when her child, Melissa, was unexpectedly born alive and given up for adoption. Melissa shared her feelings after their first meeting with pro-life group Students for Life.
Our family was ripped apart by abortion. And right there, God restored and redeemed so many broken pieces. I share my story because I want that for every family. Abortion is destroying our families, but it doesn't have to be that way. I was aborted, but I lived.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.